the last Jews, 38 para was recited last night, and there are many different surahs in this para of the Quran Sharif. The crux in generally what is found in the last whole para, much is spoken about Qiyamah, the day of Qiyamah, the punishment in the year after, the rewards which Allah Ta'ala has kept for the people of Iman. It will be difficult to go through every single surah, but this is the summary of some of the surahs. So one theme which is found throughout these surahs generally is about Akhirah, the life of the year after. And another theme which is also found to a great extent in these last few surahs is the respect and the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially from Ad-Duha downwards. Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi says that Inna atainaka al-kawthar, O Nabi of Allah, we have granted you kawthar, an abundance of goodness, every kind of goodness. So he says Allah Ta'ala is actually referring to from Ad-Duha. In every surah, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned three great bounties which Allah has granted Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to show the honor and the respect to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in this way, he explains every surah how they've got three bounties which were granted to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So in this way, Allah Ta'ala has honored Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and shown us his great status. The first surah, Surah Naba, where Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about his signs of his qudrat and power and what eventually the trumpet will be blown. It is an appointed time for it. And the people of Jannah will have certain great, great bounties which Allah has kept for them. Beautiful places of success, beautiful gardens, and date vines, beautiful women of similar age. They will never become old, etc. And they will be looking most beautiful. And the goblets of wine, which will be overflowing. There won't be any hearing any speech of futility. There won't be any lies in there. And this will be such a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ata'an hisaba, one meaning is, it is such a gift from Allah ta'ala. People will be saying, bas, ya Allah, it's so much. A person will be enjoying himself. Normally in this world, a person always wants more. There, a person will be shocked. What in what bounty Allah ta'ala has given. And on the other hand, the kuffar and disbelievers will wish on the day of Qiyamah, ya laytani kuntu turaba, if only I was sand. And like how these animals will be turning into sand. I wish I also become like these animals and I also turn into sand. So that there is no punishment for me when they will see the punishment, what is meted out. Another meaning can be, I wish I was sand. I wish I had tawadu and humility in this world. I was like sand. And I humbled myself before the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I didn't waste my life in this world. And I was like the muttaqeen and the pious people. When he will see what great, great reward Allah has kept for them. In the next surah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one point about Qiyamah is that when the time will come, then the people will, it will be كَأَنَّهُمْ يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَهَا لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا عَشِيَةً أَوْ ضُحَاهَا. It will be like a person that spent only one morning or one evening in this world. So short the time will be. Now it will be 60 years, 70 years, such a long time. But just the day of Qiyamah is 50,000 years. And the Akhirat is forever and forever, which there's no comparison of this world. 60 years to something which is infinite, we can never ever work out. So when a person will see it on the day of Qiyamah also, that whole 50,000 years, the whole life of this world of 100 years, even if a person left, it will be like one morning or one evening which had gone past. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Qiyamah will take place, every person will remember what effort we had made in this world. And Jahannam will come in front of a person. Those who broke the commands of Allah ta'ala and gave preference to this worldly life, then Jahannam is their final abode. But those people who fear standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَنَهَنْ نَفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ, and he prevented and stopped his nafs from fulfilling his desires. How will a person stop his nafs from fulfilling his desires? To have this yaqeen and conviction, I have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one day. This is one of the easiest which Allah ta'ala mentioned first. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Oh, he knows the greatness and the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The maqam and the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then obviously when a person has the ma'rifat of Allah ta'ala, he will stop himself from fulfilling his desires. Then Jannah has been prepared for such people. So this is Allah ta'ala is testing us in this world. How can a person control himself? In the next surah, in Abbas also, Allah ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah, when a man will run away from his brother, and from his mother, and from his father, and from his wife, and from his children also. Every person on the day of Qiyamah will have his own concern and worry, which will make him independent of other people. There will be some people on the day, they will be smiling and happy and laughing. And on the other hand, such people, who dust will overcome their over them, and their faces will become black out of fear and worry. In the next surah, Surah Takwir, Allah ta'ala mentions about the book of deeds. It will be given to some people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah, different conditions which will take place, about 8 or 10 conditions which will happen on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah says, عَلِمَتْ نَفْسُ مَا أَحْضَرَتْ. On that day, when the whole world will be destroyed, mountains will be flying around, and all the animals even will be gathering together, there will be so much of fear amongst them. When the oceans will turn into fire, Allah says every person will know exactly what he has sent forward. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions, how can a person come out of this, the fearful day of Qiyamah? Allah has given you the Quran Sharif. What a beautiful kitab Allah has given to you. فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ Where are you going to when Allah has given you the Quran Sharif? إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ It is then a reminder for all the people of the universe, so a person can prepare for the life of the year after. The next surah is surah إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ Here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the day of Qiyamah, every person will know exactly what he has sent forward, what he has left behind in this world. What is deceiving you regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah is the one who created you. Fill up your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, every action of yours is being written down. Kiram and Katibin, they are the angels. They are writing down and they know exactly well what you are doing. And accordingly, Allah will reward a person or punish a person. The next surah is surah Tatfif, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mutaffifin, he explains about the day of Qiyamah also, that especially destruction be to those people who were cheating in this world. If when they wanted their own rights, they wanted full rights. But when they gave the rights of others, then they tried to deceive the cheated people. Like how in business, a person wants his own. He wants his full salary at the end of the month. But when he's working less hours. He's not giving the full time what he's supposed to be working. Some ulama say that this ayat is very general. Anybody who is asking for more rights, and he's giving less. They say, for example, our salah. We are demanding from Allah Ta'ala all the bounties, but our salah, we are cutting corners. We are making our ruku short, our sajda short. Qawma and jalsa, a person is not even standing properly. So that's also a form of tatfif. The kulli shay'in tatfif. In every action of a person's life, there can be tatfif. Where a person is demanding full, but he is giving deficient. So Allah Ta'ala says, remember on the day of Qiyamah, you have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will prevent a person from deceiving. He will always try to give more and take less. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the book of deeds of a person, where it is, those who are good people, where they keep, their book of deeds are kept, and those people who are books of who have done evil, the place called Sijjin, is a place of Jahannam, where their books are kept, and those people will also be going there. And Illin is the place where the pious people's books are kept. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this. And the next surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the book of deeds. There are certain people in this world, they are making great, great sacrifices. Every single person is making sacrifice in this world. And whatever sacrifices he will do, he will definitely see the effects of it. But some people have made the correct sacrifices and efforts. So, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِ He's given his book of deeds in the right hand. He will have a very easy reckoning. And he will turn back to his family members with extreme happiness. On the other hand, a person who is given his book of deeds behind his back in the left hand, this person will be making baddua for himself. Destruction be to me. He will eventually enter the blazing fire of Jahannam. In this world he lived and enjoyed himself with his family members. And he thought, I will never go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, the Qiyamah is definitely coming. لَتَرْكَبُنَّ طَبَقًا أَمْ طَبَقًا And there will be stages upon stages. One stage more difficult and more difficult than the other stage. This, when a person is coming, death is coming, is one stage. And then the life of the qabr is one stage. Then the day of Qiyamah is another stage. Each stage getting more worse and worse, except for those people who have got iman and good actions. فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونَ They have got a reward which will never ever come to an end. Enjoyment upon enjoyment. Their enjoyment will only increase. And there will be more and more joy for them as each stage goes through. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the next surah that there will be some people who will not accept iman, and they will actually cause oppression to the people of iman. But the people of iman must remain steadfast, that even these people want to burn them and they kill them in the most horrifying manners. But those who remain steadfast on iman, Allah has promised them jannat. And that is the actual object which a person must make for. Thalik al-fawzul kabir, the great success which a person has to look towards akhirah, the life of the year after. This world is a place of examination. In the next surah, Surah Tariq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Qiyamah is definite, and if people have got doubt in it, Allah has given certain examples, like how the earth, the rain comes down and the earth gives life again to the plantations. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala will give life to the human beings again. Or how from one drop of sperm a human being was created the first time, Allah has got the full power now to create man a second time. How Allah Ta'ala created him the first time. In Surah Sabbih Isma Rabbika Al-A'la, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala mentions that who is really successful, a person man tazakka, a person who purifies himself. He looks to purify his heart, tries to clean his heart. And one easy way of cleaning the heart, وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ And he makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By making the zikr of Allah ta'ala, a person's heart becomes pure. And for salah, he performs salah. When a person will do this, this is actually the means of attaining connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, purifying the heart, always in our tongue, remembering the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our body in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what Allah says, the problem is, so these people, Allah says, are completely successful. But the problem is, تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا You people are giving preference to this worldly life. Whereas, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى The life of the year after is far, far better in regards to quality also. وَأَبْقَى With regards to quantity, it's forever and forever. And this is nothing new now, only in this kitab it's mentioned. In the old kitabs and scriptures also Allah had mentioned it. In هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى, the books of Musa and Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah had mentioned this important subject matter, that if you want success, that this is the effort a person has to make, that he has to purify his heart, on his tongue he has to be remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his body also has to be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the next surah Allah ta'ala mentions that there are many people who had wrong aqidah, wrong beliefs, and they made so much of effort in this world, عَمِلَةٌ nasiba, and they are so tired, what sacrifices they made. تَسْلَى نَارٌ حَامِيَةٌ, they will eventually enter the fire of Jahannam. They will be roasting in the blazing fire of Jahannam, and they will be made to drink from that boiling hot water, and there won't be any food for these people except zari', so some kinds of thorns which will never make a person fat. It will not remove the hunger from a person. And on the other hand, those people who sun faces will be completely shining and bright, they had made great effort in this world, they will be very happy with the results of it. And now they will be enjoying themselves in Jannah, where there will be beautiful streams, there will be high thrones where people will be seated, glasses will be placed around, a person can drink as he wants to, there will be beautiful carpets all laid out, and there will be all cushions which will be in different stuff, and in different rows which people will be sitting and reclining. Allah has made all of these bounties for the people of Iman. So Allah Ta'ala says, remember, إِنَّ إِلَيْنَا إِيَابَهُمْ, all of you have to return back to us, and then we will give hisab and reckoning of a person. In the next surah, Surah Al-Fajr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that every human being is tested in this world. Some people, when Allah Ta'ala tests them, and He grants them His ni'mat and bounties, then the person feels, oh, happy now. Outwardly Allah is a test. It's not when Allah grants a person wealth, Allah grants, it's a test and examination. So now a person feels Allah honored me. And when Allah Ta'ala tests a person and removes, makes difficult his rosy and sustenance, he feels, my Allah has disgraced me now. All the time he thinks, I am worthy of this thing, and I was deserving of this, and how can Allah Ta'ala have taken this away from me? So Allah said, Kalla, never ever. This life is an examination in this world. If Allah has given you wealth, that doesn't mean Allah has honored you. Allah is testing you now to see whether you will make shukr. You will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if difficult conditions come in a person's life, Allah is testing a person also. So both is a test for an examination for a person. And remember, on the day of Qiyamah, يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِحَيَاتِي, a person will say, if only I send forward for life of the year after. And يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ, at the time of death, that person who had made sacrifice and effort on his nafs, it will be said to him, return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now. You are pleased with Allah and Allah will be pleased with you. Enter among the pious servants of Allah ta'ala and enter into Jannah, which Allah has placed for the person. In the next surah, Surah Balad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that every human being has been created to make sacrifice in this world. Every human being. Now what sacrifice is a person going to make? Is going to make sacrifice of akhirat or sacrifice of this world? There is a heavy valley which every person has to cross. So Allah is encouraging us, why aren't you crossing that valley? Why don't you have iman? A'mal al-Saliyah, encourage one another to have mercy on one another, encourage one another to have sabr, feed the poor people in difficulty. These are the people who will cross the valley, this heavy, difficult valley. They are making the right effort. So this is the effort a person must make. In the next surah also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes seven qasams and oaths, explaining that قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, successful is a person who has purified his nafs. He has made an effort upon himself. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, and a person who never make an effort, he didn't worry about his nafs, he is in complete loss. And look at the nations of the past, how they were destroyed, who did not make an effort upon themselves. In the next surah, Surah Al-Layl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that people in this world are making efforts. إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى, efforts people are making are different, and the results of the efforts are different. Whatever effort a person makes, obviously, accordingly, he will see his effort. There are certain people who are giving their wealth in the path of Allah, they have got taqwa, they are speaking the truth, Allah will make it easy for them. The final result will be much of goodness. On the other hand, there are certain people who are stingy, not spending the money in the path of Allah Ta'ala. They haven't got the quality of taqwa. They are independent. They've got pride and arrogance within themselves. And they disbelieve in the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will make difficulty for such people. All their money won't be of any benefit for them. And they will be entering the fire of Jahannam. Allah protect and save us from this. In Surah Wadduha, Surah Alam Nashrah, Allah Ta'ala mentions the great favors which Allah Ta'ala bestowed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after all of these ni'mat have bestowed, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ, when you have finished, O Nabi of Allah, spending your day in giving da'wah to the people, but take out some time at night, tire yourself in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that only khalis, the ibadat only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yourself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every person must have some time when he's connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in zikr, in ibadat, etc. Not only a person is giving benefit to other people, but first a person also has to be concerned about himself. If a person has got nothing within himself, how will he give to others? So that even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded, so to a greater extent, the other da'is, those are teachers who are teaching people, calling people towards deen, they come to him in the need of solitude in the ta'aluk with Allah Ta'ala being built up. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Watini, you all human beings, Allah has created them in the best of molds, but some people unfortunately go become the worst of worst if they don't make effort upon themselves. In Surah Iqra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the great bounty of knowledge which Allah Ta'ala had given to human beings, and a lot of times a person goes astray because he regards himself as independent. I don't need anyone above me. I know everything. So because of this, a person goes misguided. Allah Ta'ala mentions wahi and revelation in Surah Qadr, that we have sent the Quran Sharif down on a very great night, the night of Qadr, the night of power, and this is better than 1,000 months. So what a great bounty Allah Ta'ala has given us of this wahi and revelation, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah has given us these nights in the year where a person can build his capital for the akhirat. In Surah Bayyinah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Jews and the Christians, and they are not prepared to accept, and eventually they are the worst of creation. On the other hand, the people of Iman and good actions, they are the best of creation, because they made an effort in the correct way. Not only Iman, but they also did good actions. In Surah Zilzal, Allah Ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah, and whoever did an atom's weight of good, he will definitely see it. And an atom's weight of evil also, a person will see it on the day of Qiyamah. In Surah Adiyat, Allah Ta'ala mentions that we must be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and man by nature is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person must abstain from being ungrateful. That we are a person has got the bounties of Allah ta'ala, but we forget who gave us the bounties. Or we take the same bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and use it in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are all the explanations of the word kanud, ungrateful. Human beings are very ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Qari'ah, Allah mentions about the scales on the day of Qiyamah. If your scales are heavy, then you are in great enjoyment and comfort. Those people whose scales are light, then they are complete destruction for such people. In Surah Takasur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that because a person wants to get more and more wealth in this world, abundance of wealth and children and all of these things, it has made a person unmindful of the life of the year after, until eventually a person will pass away and leave this world, then only it will come to an end. So a person must make an effort before leaving this world. In Surah Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that every human being is in complete loss, except people who have got four qualities, two regarding themselves and towards other people. He himself has got Iman, correct Aqidah and beliefs, and himself he has got good a'mal and actions, he stays away from sins. And two actions with others, he encourages other people towards Iman, and he encourages other people towards a'mal al-saliha. So in this way, when he encourages others, then his book of deeds are continuously increasing. He leaves this world also, but his thawabs will continue increasing in the year after. In Surah Humazah, وَيْرُ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ الْهُمَزَةِ, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the person who is gathering destruction be to those people who are backbiting, speaking evil about others, gathering money all the time and have made their object and their purpose of life wealth in this world. Then in Surah Fil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that how Allah protects his sacred places, example Kaaba Sharif. Allah Ta'ala completely destroyed Abraha and his people who tried to destroy Kaaba Sharif. Allah's special protection is over Kaaba Sharif. In Surah Quraysh also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O people of Quraysh, you are living there, Allah has given you the bounty of the house, great house of Allah Ta'ala, so worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of his bounties which he has granted to you. In Surah Ma'un, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about people who disbelieve in the akhirat. Because of that, then they push away the orphan, they do not encourage people to feed other people food, and if they have to perform salah also, it's completely unmindfulness, no concentration, no devotion, wrong times they are performing salah, they don't care at all about their salah. So these are destruction be to such people who do not believe in the year after, and when they are not even prepared to give a small amount in charity also in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Inna A'tayna al-Kawthar, Allah mentions the great bounty of Kawthar which Allah Ta'ala granted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the year after, he will grant to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no matter how much his enemies dislike it, and they will be destroyed, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name will remain till the day of Qiyamah. Allah will give him honor, and on the day of Qiyamah we will see much much more honor for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the plains of Kawthar, where millions and millions of people will be drinking from his Mubarak hand. In the year after, Allah Ta'ala mentions that قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, tell the kuffar and disbelievers that we do not worship what you people worship, and you do not worship what we worship. Our tariqah and manner of ibadat is different. Your people's way and manner of ibadat is different. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَدِينَ, for you is your recompense on the day of Qiyamah. For us is our recompense. We will remain steadfast on our deen. In Surah Nasr, Allah Ta'ala mentions the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which was coming to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after all of his years of sacrifice and effort. And you will see the people entering the fold of Islam in great, great numbers. When this happens, O Nabi of Allah, then make tasbih and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness now. Your work is finished now. Now remain engaged in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And in life you will get some enemies. So Allah Ta'ala says the enemies of Allah will come, they will be completely destroyed, like Abu Lahab, the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but he destroyed himself, he destroyed his life of dunya also and akhirat because of his enmity with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then the crux of the Quran, the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad, Allah mentions this here, that this is the crux of the whole teaching of the Quran Sharif, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq, Qul a'udhu bi Rabbil Nas, this is also showing the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are completely muhtaj and in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every moment in our lives. That is why we have to read these surahs for protection of ourselves, because we cannot do anything ourselves. So when we have mentioned the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, oh Allah, you are the only one for me. So Allah, you help and assist me. So in Surah Falaq, we are asking Allah protection from all physical harms which will come to a person. And in Surah Nas, we are asking Allah Ta'ala protection from all spiritual harms which will come to a person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a true understanding of the Quran Sharif. Give us the tawfiq and ability to benefit from the teachings of the Quran Sharif. Inshallah, if tomorrow is still Ramadan, then inshallah we will explain about the last few surahs of the Quran Sharif in a bit more detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.